Good morning. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. You know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness, a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. Today, it's good to have our good friend back in the studio, Frazier Riddell. Frazier has been on the show a few times before. He's the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, a talented singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. You can find out more about Frazier and his work at smalltownmusic.com. Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right.
You came in, I said, Happy New Year.
It's been that long, hasn't it?
I think it has. You were on the show back in November, so a good Christmas and New Year's and all that.
Yeah, stayed real busy during the holiday season, and I hope everybody had a decent holiday season.
Yeah. Now, do you make New Year's resolutions? Is that kind of your thing?
No.
Well, I don't either. I mean, my New Year's resolution every year is to read more. You know, that's basically it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but I never do. I mean, I'll read some books during the year, but I need to read more. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Well, what's been going on? What's been going on the last couple months in the world of Frazier Riddell?
Well, my world has been mostly consumed by small town music, and just been very busy with that. You know, my business is 75% and growing online with used gear.
Yeah,
just takes a lot of time, but it pays the bills. So what's got to be done? And musically, I'm trying to keep going too.
Yeah.
So I did actually have a goal for 2016. Now you mention it.
Okay.
I just reminded myself. My goal is to release at least one tune each month.
Yeah.
And January 1st, I got one released. And February 1st, I got one released.
Terrific.
And so either one each month or more.
Uh-huh.
But I'm working one song at a time because over the years, it's gotten very difficult to find the energy to do an entire project.
Yeah.
When I'm so busy with other things, it's like, when can you record?
And you do a lot of your instrumentation yourself. I mean, basically, you're the one that does the drum track, the bass track, and that sort of thing, right?
Most of the time. Not because I want to. I'd rather bring a drummer friend in. I'd like to bring other people in. But that just means more scheduling and more time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's life is so busy. So if I can get happy with the track, I do it. But I do want to bring others in because that can bring life to a recording.
Yeah. Well, you've done quite a few projects through the years. And I think if anybody has listened to the program, you've heard Frazier and the versatility that he has. Frazier, let's start off with one of your instrumental pieces that I really like. It's Born on the Delta. This is from your As He Sleeps CD, and a very interesting CD. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. Is that all right?
Sounds great, Jim. Thanks.
All right. Born on the Delta. Again, this is an instrumental from Frazier Riddell.
Thank you.
right. Let that fade out. That's Born on the Delta, instrumental by our guest, Frazier Riddell, in studio. Frazier, the reason I wanted to start out on that is the instrumental CD that you have here is so unique. Every tune that you do has a different tuning on the guitar.
Yeah, there's, I think, seven different tunings on there. And it was just, at that period, I had a, I don't even own that guitar anymore. I remember the guitar that cut most of those tracks was a Larrivée Special Edition that was when they opened the California plant. And, but with that CD, I was wanting to do something where it was a guitar, mm-hmm. one guitar, and that's it. Well, it really, as I was trying to diversify in my sound and feel, I began experimenting with tunings. So, like that song, I was just telling you, I could not perform that song right now. I would have to go back and practice it and remember what the tuning was and sort of relearn it. Because when you practice in open tunings, and guitar players would sort of know this, when you tune to a different tuning, your chord forms change.
Yeah, sure.
And if it's a really strange tuning, those chord forms can be very different. So if you don't use it a lot, it's not easy to recall.
Is the CD available? Because I love it. It's great.
Oh, is the CD? Yes. Okay. I know, because I looked the other day through my stuff, and I have physical copies of the CD available at smalltownmusic.com.
Okay.
Or call us at 859-8596 or email me. And we'll move. I'll look up and see.
We'll get that. I tell you, we'll get that information when we come back from the break. But check it out.
Is available. I just don't know the digital availability of it.
All right. Smalltownmusic.com. You can find out more about our guest, Frazier Riddell, his music, and all that he does there at Small Town Music. It's 15 minutes after 8. I'm Jim Thorne, and the program is the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. This is 103.9 WYAB. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB, and That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Our guest in studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell from Canton, Small Town Music. And Frazier, your retail hours are still, what, Friday and Saturday, right?
Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5, are official retail hours.
And then by appointment during the week?
Yes, I teach lessons, and I keep those mainly to Tuesdays and Thursdays, the lessons that I teach, mm-hmm. and with a few exceptions. And then that leaves Monday and Wednesday kind of wide open to do the things I have to do away from the store. So if somebody calls me on a Tuesday and I'm there and they need something, I'll say, yeah, I'm here. I'm here for another hour before mm-hmm. I got to leave and go somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this. A friend of mine years ago, same age as I am, he started to learn to play the cello, which I thought was kind of surprising. But he said he'd always wanted to learn to play the cello. Some folks out there probably thinking, I've always wanted to play the guitar. Is it possible to go on and start learning to play the guitar at my age?
Absolutely it is. Thank you for this coffee, by the way. That's really good.
All right.
yes, you know, I'll tell you, this week is a good example of that. On Tuesday, I had a gentleman come in who's retired. Mm-hmm. He worked for Energy, and he was a lobbyist, and he has a little bit of a music background, but never is taking up guitar now. I also had a brand-new student this week, and she is a retired educator, I believe. Has got a bachelor in music degree.
Wow.
But had never played guitar, mm-hmm. so she's adding to that. I had a young man come in this week for his first lesson. He was a really good bass player, and he sort of came in for bass lessons, and I said, I don't know how much more I can show you because you really know a lot already. And he said, well, what about guitar? You know, so there's all it's not just young. It is something that can be taken up as a hobby, mm-hmm. and it can be catered to the person. You know, and I try to be gently honest. If somebody's got very little, I'm not going to try to lead people towards things that need a good ear if I feel like they don't have a great ear.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. And I know that playing music of any sort can be therapeutic and endure for life. It's a great asset for anybody.
Yeah, most certainly.
Yeah. Well, you've got your guitar tuned up and ready to go. You want to do us a tune, Frazier?
I'm going to do that, and I have one I've been working on, but I was like, I'm going to do this. That's too dang serious. And then as I was playing, and I went, well, you know, I'm just going to play something. And sometimes I'll do something, and a student's sitting there while they're getting the guitar, and what's that song? Mm. Or at church, I'll play something before we get going. And somebody will ask, what was that? And really, it wasn't anything. So here you go. I don't know what this is.
Okay? All right. Frazier Riddell. Frazier Riddell, instrumental live in studio here on the Blues and Arts Hour. Frazier, I know that is so good, and we were talking about beginning guitarist. What are the first few things that you teach somebody that's just starting out on the guitar?
Well, the very fundamentals, no matter what they want to learn, I do start with chords. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, where you put these two fingers or these three fingers to make a chord, I normally start with that, even though it may only be three or four chords for weeks, because beyond that, you got to learn how to use and move those. Mm-hmm. So my teaching method has changed over the years, and it does adapt to different people, too. But that is a fundamental that is really taught for everyone, is those chords. And beyond that, you get into more chords or scales or tablatures so that you can teach, you know, simple things, because you know, with kids, you might want to teach.
Right.
you know, just yeah. so they can have something. Or, yeah, you know, go,
sure.
You give them yeah. one string thing to them, and then, and that makes them, you know, feel like they're doing something that's, and they are doing something.
Yeah.
But it's something that's a little easier to attain than all six strings. So there's a lot of angles, but chords and learning how to read a chord diagram so that they can have, they can work on their own.
Mm-hmm. And I know I've talked to other instructors. That's got to be such a rewarding experience for you to see somebody progress like that and start really enjoying music.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, with one my retired student, I see how much he enjoys when he's, you know, he's learning a couple of finger picking patterns. I mean, he's just getting started with it, but it's like, you know, when he can, he really enjoys that.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, when they learn that this song that they knew is only three chords,
yeah,
and that it is attainable, it's nice to see that. Or occasionally to see the kid, you know, somebody that you've taught performing. That is rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. Frazier Riddell is our guest. Frazier, we're going to take a break for our market watch, come back, and maybe have a live tune again. You want to do that?
Most certainly.
All right. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB, and the program is made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. 25 minutes until 9. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And the program is one where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And today, it's good to have our good friend Frazier Riddell from Small Town Music in Canton back in studio. Frazier, the instrumental that we played to start the show off, it is available on that CD, right?
Yeah, the one that you played, the track that you played is available at cdbaby.com or iTunes for download, and I have physical copies of it. I don't, you know if they do or not. That's something they could email or call in to get, and in mentioning that, I'll say if you ever want to be on our email list about any of the events that we have at the at our place, you know, do so.
Well, you've got things going on. The CD is called As He Sleeps. That's the instrumental version, but you can find out more about Frazier and his music at smalltownmusic.com. A lot of things going on that you're involved in, Frazier, and one of those is the what I think is so cool, the Songwriters Night. Talk about that.
Well, the Songwriters Night has been going on for years. We started at a bookstore on the square years back, and it was really a nice event, and that went on as long as the bookstore went on, but they had to move on, and we went through a break for probably a year and a half. Last year, I started back, and we had about four, and then December got so busy we didn't do it, and January kicked off so swarming we haven't either. February, you just have to stay posted, and either our Facebook page, Small Town Music Facebook page, or email is a way that I can let people know about that if you want to be on a notification for such. But the Songwriters Night is for songwriters, you know, more so than an entertainment night. Is somewhere that writers can come and perform their tune and see how people respond to it. And we sometimes give challenges so that the next month people may come back to, you know, and they had a phrase or a word to use in trying to write a song.
It reminds me of, what was it, the writers group that with C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien, the Inklings, something like that, where they would read their work. So that's similar, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I mean, I got turned on to it by years ago. This is many years ago. A niece of mine in Nashville was dating a bass player. And we had really hit it off and talked a lot about music. And he emailed me and said, I've got a little songwriters club. And there was like six people in it. And and they were in different places. And I was here. We would write the tune. Somebody would give a challenge, record it, and then send it in. And people would give their feedback on it.
Excellent.
And it's a wonderful way. You know, sometimes it may be something you don't think a lot about. But I've had a few come up because I was pushed into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got your guitar ready once again. Talk about what we're going to hear right now.
this was sort of inspired by Writer's Night. I was sitting around trying to think about how to write a song with procrastinate in it. And that was a challenge given by a friend of mine, Alan Burroughs. And I don't think we got many procrastination songs, but I was sitting around and I started this simple little thing, and it's in the same key as the unknown instrumental that I did earlier. And this little tune came into my head, and as it began and I was writing simple things, I went, I can work procrastinate into this. I can do that.
All right.
But I'll do it tomorrow. So anyways, it's here you go, Anything That I'm Not.
All right.
I'd rather be bigger, I'd rather be smaller, I'd rather be shorter, I'd rather be taller, I'd rather be anything, anything that I'm not. I'd rather be faster, I'd rather be slower, I'd rather be higher, I'd rather be lower, as long as it's anything, anything that I'm not. Oh, I can see the light of day, oh, as it shines to light my way. Why can't I see that just let it be? But I'd rather be stalled out, I'd rather be started, I'd rather be together, I'd rather be parted, as long as it's anything, anything that I'm not. I'd rather be early, I'd rather be a day late, I'd rather get it done, I'd rather procrastinate, as long as it's anything, anything that I'm not. Oh, I can see the stars at night, oh, even the little one shines so bright. Why can't I see that I am me and just let it be? I'd rather be going, I'd rather be staying, I'd rather be sinning, I'd rather be praying, praying that I'm anything and everything that I'm not.
Awesome. Anything That I'm Not, Frazier Riddell, live in studio here on That's What's Happening's Blues in Arntzeller. Frazier, I know I'm familiar with your music. I think some of our listeners may be now if they've been hearing you over the last couple years on the program. But your songs are introspective, and you have kind of have a wide variety of emotions in your songs.
Gosh, yeah, I guess, you know, our lives are so, there's so much in our lives. Even when we talk, Jim, you know, it always comes out, the many things going on in our lives. And with my music, I mean, I think it's a way to speak and say things that you can't say otherwise. And mine in particular is influenced by my entire life, being raised Baptist, going off wild as a whatever, you know, at college, coming back and having a born-again experience and being a campus crusade, leaving and going off after college to Nashville, and once again, just going through all different types of experience, getting married, having a child, coming back, suddenly being in the Catholic Church when you were raised Baptist. Just all those things influence what I do. I mean, really, a relationship with Christ is which I think is beneficial for anyone personally. But that's my opinion, isn't it?
That's great. I concur. Frazier Riddell, our guest. We're going to take a break and come back and hear some more terrific music from our guest, Frazier Riddell, in studio. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. It's 11 minutes until 9. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB and the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Our special guest in studio is Frazier Riddell from Canton, Mississippi. Small Town Music is the business that he has, a good business music store. If you're a musician or if you know a musician, this is a guy you need to get in touch with. Frazier Riddell. Frazier, I was looking at your website yesterday, and it's literally, your place is literally in a cotton gin, right? Or used to be.
It building. Is, yeah. The cotton gin is still there, and 90% of the equipment is still there, not all of it. It was my father's business. He ran from the 50s on, and actually the gin goes back into the smaller form, probably into the teens or maybe even earlier. So, it's a family place, and my wife and I are down there, and for the time being, just kind of making it. We went down there because it was getting run down. It was unattended. So we're there to attend it, and in return, we have a place to do our business out of.
Yeah, it's a neat place, almost like a museum, sort of, you know.
Well, it is, and we've thought about that many times. And I went on a Nissan tour yesterday. After all these years, I finally went on it. And it's fascinating, all the things that they do there. But the way they formulate that tour, it made me, my dilemma's always been, we couldn't just be open as a museum. But I have had people come in before, and I had the time to walk through the gin with them and say, yeah, the cotton came in here, went through there. It dried over there, then the, you know, the seeds get pulled out over here. You know, it ends up over here where the cotton bale is pressed and made into this, you know, compressed and packed down, and then they put ties around it. They release the pressure, and boom, here's a cotton bale.
Cool. Frazier, you're a multi-instrumentalist. How many instruments do you play?
Well, I can mess around on almost anything. I'd say my weakest link would be like a violin, because it's so awkward to hold and it's fretless.
Okay.
But primarily, I started on saxophone. So the woodwinds is something I've grown up with. Guitar, after my brother taught me a little bit, I took that on and became more proficient with the guitar, therefore any stringed instrument. Like mandolin, I can mess around with, banjo, mess around with. Harmonica is something I took up so that when I was playing solo, I had something else I could add to it.
Well, let's do this. Let's do a recorded tune from your Nothing But Free CD, Rolling on Mississippi, and I know this has a story.
Yeah, well, I've written I think, three specific Mississippi songs. And with this song, it's just another one, and I wasn't necessarily thinking tourism. Nowadays I do. I always pick it up, please, and use it. But I'd written it, and it's one of those that I did live, and playing it live made it change, because the words really didn't change that much. But this is back when I was doing duets with a girl named Shane, and we played it out live a few times, and I got a feel for what would work with the move of the song, with her playing a tambourine on the backbeat, and it turned more into a blues groove. And then when I recorded it, I got to, you know, play my saxophone. And
well, that's what we're going to hear right now. Rolling on Mississippi. This is Frazier Riddell.
Delta in October. Miles and miles of cotton is all you see down the road. I'm rolling on through Mississippi. Halfway from Memphis to New Orleans. You can stop and visit for a while. A little food, a little drink, and a whole lot of blues. It's sure to bring you a smile down the road. Come on home, Mississippi. Big magnolia tree, roots grow deep, and they say she's a diamond in the rough. Watch out, you just might want to stay. Drive on the back roads and you'll fall in love. Breathe in the air and you will see. Walking around barefoot ain't a bad way to go. Saying howdy y'all to everybody that you see down the road. Moving on with Mississippi. I love a big magnolia tree. Y'all come on down now if you get a chance. And you're looking for a little southern hospitality. Down the road, moving on through Mississippi. Down the road, come on home to Mississippi. Rolling on, y'all come on.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, that should be a Mississippi theme song, I think, Razor.
I think it would work.
Roll on Mississippi. And you're on saxophone there, too.
Yeah, that's, you know, playing sax is like riding a bike. Now, I'm sure may get a little bit off if I have to play too much. But I do still have one band, a cousin of mine that's got a really fun band called Full Circle Band. And when I get a chance, I play saxophone with those guys. And it's fun for me because it's, like I said, Jim, it's like riding a bicycle. That's the first instrument that I really ever learned, and I learned to read music with that instrument.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we're about winding down the show, Frazier, but we've got a lot of things going on. I know we just entered Lent. We've got Valentine's Day coming up Monday. Any thoughts on either of those?
Well, for Lent, I think it's a great time of reflection, and I'm trying to do that myself during this period, because you know, our world has got a lot of crazy things going on, and I think sometimes because of human beings, people have gotten frustrated with the church and want to leave. And my encouragement would be during this period is to look at the church and realize it's a bunch of human beings, and so it's going to be messed up in that way. But look to the ultimate, and that's an example like Jesus Christ, who, I mean, I cannot see where it's not a good thing to follow him. And that's not saying, you know, to follow him is not to follow some of the crazies out there that do crazy, stupid stuff. It's to follow him in your heart, and it makes a person better. It just does.
And, you know, that ingredient, especially here in Mississippi, Frazier, with music, it seems to be just, glove in hand, hand in glove.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that adds that emotion to the music from Mississippi.
Oh, it does. I mean, gospel and blues are so intertwined. And And I mean, blues sometimes, even though it may not be what you would think of as righteous or spiritual, in the sense that it's deep feelings, it is, because that's very important.
Well, Frazier, our time is gone. It's been a blast, as always. We appreciate you coming in. Smalltownmusic.com, you need to check that out. Small Town Music is located there in Canton, right there at the railroad tracks on West P Street. And, Frazier, you've got your music available, or some of it is still available, and people can access that, right?
Yeah, most certainly. CDBaby.com is a vehicle that's been out there that's really great for lots of artists, and there's a lot of Mississippi artists there. Mm-hmm. And then they get it to iTunes. So, yeah, I've got several, including those instrumental tunes. I think you're rolling us out with one. They're available. CDBaby.com, iTunes.com. Please visit smalltownmusic.com.
All right, Frazier, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
The Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. I'm Jim Thorne. Till next week.